This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday Israel will not be deterred by the International Court of Justice from pursuing its Gaza war until total victory after South Africa lodged a lawsuit alleging genocide against the Palestinians.
Former Egyptian deputy.
Ad la nitzachon ha-mukhlat, ad she-nasig et kol yadeh, chisul ha-Hamas.
Saying no one will stop us, not The Hague, not the axes of evil, no one, Netanyahu said in a televised address. Netanyahu also said a decision had not yet been made about a potential military takeover of an area along the Gaza Strip's border with Egypt. When asked about Israel's defense budget, he said Israel plans a huge addition as part of a buildup designed to cover its needs for years to come. And he added that one goal was an independent military manufacturing sector. Egypt is worried Friday and Saturday's U.S.-British attacks on Houthis could escalate the Israel-Gaza conflict and cause global economic damage. Edward Uranian reports from VOA from Cairo.
Khatar Abu Diab, who teaches political science at the University of Paris, tells VOA that the U.S. and British strikes against the Houthis come after dozens of Houthi attacks on international shipping in the Red Sea. He says that the U.S. and British strikes come after 32 Houthi attacks, not just against ships heading toward Israel, but international shipping, in addition to a major attack on January 9 using 13 drones and a barrage of missiles, causing over 2,000 ships to divert from the Red Sea and Suez Canal to take the longer route around the Horn of Africa. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
The UN peacekeeping mission in Congo says it will complete its withdrawal from the Central African nation by the end of 2024. This is VOA News. The ruling party candidate, strongly opposed by China, has won Taiwan's presidential election. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Taipei, at the Democratic Progressive Party headquarters, a crowd erupted in cheers as ruling party candidate Lai Ching-te emerged victorious in Taiwan's presidential election as his opponents conceded. In the crowd, physical therapist Si Xin-chou told the AP,
"We love freedom! We love democracy! We're supposed to choose our new president."
Beijing strongly opposes Lai, the current vice president, who abandoned his medical career to pursue politics from the grassroots to the presidency. At stake is peace, social stability, and prosperity on the island, which Beijing claims as its own, and to be retaken by force if necessary. I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Health Organization reminded the world that COVID-19 is still out there and it's still deadly. VOA's Jeff Custer tells us more.
In an interview with the French news agency AFP, WHO COVID technical lead Maria Van Kerkhoff said they are still getting reports of fatalities, as many as 10,000 a month, with more than half of those reported from the United States and another 1,000 from Italy. And she said they're only receiving data from 50 countries, so the number of deaths from COVID is likely much higher.
By the end of 2023, 31st of December, more than 7 million people have been reported to WHO as having died from COVID-19. We know that that number is certainly higher, so we expect that the actual true number is at least three times higher. So those 7 million deaths are COVID only, which is truly astonishing.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
France's new foreign minister arrived in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv and to meet with his counterpart, and a sign of support for Ukraine as Russia's full-scale invasion nears its second anniversary. The minister reiterated on Saturday that the French government's backing of Ukraine is as long as necessary, but did not announce new weapons deliveries. France has been focused on helping defense manufacturers both at home and in Ukraine ramp up production so they can supply the embattled country's long-term armament needs. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.